Sevgili arkadaşlar ve çok kıymetli izleyiciler, herkese merhaba. Ben Erdo Özağ ve donanımhaber.com olarak New York'tayız, Amerika'dayız. Burada Intel'in yeni platform lansmanına katıldık. Yanımda gerçekten özel bir konuğum var. Kendisi Alienware'ın eş kurucularından birisi ve şu anda Dell'in hem Alienware hem de XPS serisi yüksek performans, aynı zamanda kurumsal tarafta çok güçlü olan bilgisayarlarından sorumlu genel müdür. Aslına bakılsa Dell'in stratejisinin başındaki isim gibi de düşünebiliriz. Özellikle son kullanıcı odaklı bilgisayarlar için gerçekten heyecan verici. Frank'le birlikte olduğum için Frank Azor bu videomuzun konu olacak. Frank, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
As you know, that gaming industry is going crazy fast, growing crazy fast, going bigger, better and bolder. So everybody talking about the gaming and gaming product. Today, Intel announced a new desktop platform, also focused on a new flagship CPU, which is called 9900K. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a really important milestone for Intel. This is their first 8-core consumer CPU focused on the content creator and gaming community. And I think it's a big milestone for them. You know, it's a very fast processor. It's a very powerful processor. You know, 8 cores is a lot of performance. You can do some really interesting things when you have that much performance. For example, they were demoing today that you can run 2 games on 1 computer. That's pretty monumental if you think about it. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that it was one single computer could barely run a game very fast. Now you're being able to run 2 instances of a high-performance game like PUBG and World of Tanks, and they were also streaming the game at the same time that they were being able to play it on a PC. You know, to us, I think that's really compelling because you can now have more people gaming on one product. So the value proposition of that one PC is exponentially larger today than it was just yesterday before this new processor existed. So it's a really important time, I think, for the industry. It's a really great time to be a gamer because you're getting more value than you've ever gotten out of this hardware. Well, it means that our customers can now expect even more performance for every dollar that they spend on our products. Whereas before, maybe you had to buy 2 Alienware desktop computers to be able to play a game with a friend at a house or a family member at a house. Now maybe you can just buy 1 Alienware computer and have multiple people playing on it. At the same time, it allows our customers, because of the amount of performance that they have, to not have to just use 1 computer for streaming and another computer for playing their game. They can now use 1 computer to do both of those and have very high resolutions like 4K, for example, and even 4K HDR. The processor also gives our customers a lot of fun because it's an unlocked processor. It's a K processor. With our Alienware Command Center that we ship on our Alienware systems, we allow you to overclock the processor. So now you can go in there and start optimizing the processor to get even more value out of it. It ships at 5 gigahertz, but you'll be able to overclock it above that, maybe get 5.2, 5.4 gigahertz. It's not just what it can do for you, but how much fun you can have with it and kind of learn how to tweak it and everything. And our software has fail safes in there so that you don't have to worry about damaging your computer in case you push it a little bit too far. It'll revert back to the best settings that worked for it before. So it's just a lot of power, a lot of performance, and really the possibilities are endless for our customers now that they have this kind of performance.
When you and your team start planning new products, not only in desktop, but also in mobile, how do you figure out which CPU or which platform is best for your products or your company?
That's a big answer. Oh, first of all, we start with what do we want our customers to be able to do? So we start with here are the use cases. Hey, we want our customers in this price point, for example, or on this product to be able to play their games at 4K, 60 frames per second. At that point, we start looking at what are the components that they need to be able to give them that that experience. And that's where we start selecting the right components, the graphics card, the processor, the amount of memory that they're going to need. What's the right form factor for them? Is it a 15-inch notebook, a 17-inch notebook? Is it a full tower? Is it a mid tower? How much is the product going to weigh? What are the dimensions of the product? What kind of look are they looking for inside these products? Do they want a little bit of a more conservative industrial design like our G-Series products? Or do they want a more aggressive conservative or a more aggressive design like our Alienware products have? There's just so many different factors that go into it. But fortunately, I oversee a broad enough portfolio of products between XPS, G-Series, and Alienware that we have about the right product for every customer that's out there. If they want something that's aggressive in industrial design, we have it. If they want something that's a little bit more materials focused, like with carbon fiber and aluminum, we have our XPS portfolio for that. If they're very price sensitive, we also have products that go all the way down to $599 US if they want to get into a desktop, for example, on the G-Series side. So we have a full portfolio. Dell's extremely invested in gaming, and fortunately we have about a product in every single slot that a customer could want.
From your point of view, which one is the most suitable for the gamers? K-Series CPUs or the X-Series CPUs?
It depends on what you're doing. If you're going to be primarily just gaming and streaming, K is going to be enough for you. But when you kind of go beyond that and start doing maybe 4K HDR streaming and playing, and at the same time, maybe you're doing some editing of your content in the background, or you're rendering content in the background that maybe is unrelated to the stream that you're doing. Once you start getting into those much more resource intensive use cases beyond maybe doing one or two things at a time, that's where you start looking at the X platform. It's got a much higher core count. It's got more PCI Express lanes. You can do more virtual machines on it if you needed to. It's basically a server that you're operating with. So the use cases that you would typically do on a server, you get to do on this product, but at the same time use it as a very powerful client. So it's kind of like getting a server and a client built into one.
So on the other hand, Intel also announced a new 28 core Xeon CPU here today. Any chance to see some crazy big machine from the Alienware side based on the new Xeon CPU?
No.
There is some specific reason or?
Well, we use the X platform for that. So the X platform is a consumerized version, basically, of the Xeon CPU. So you get a very similar feature set, a very similar value proposition, but it's targeted towards consumers. Alienware is focused on gamers. That's all that we focus on. We're 100% dedicated to gamers. So because the X platform is more suited to gamers and streamers and the gaming use case and everything wrapped around it, that's where we've standardized our Area 51, which is the flagship of our portfolio.
Last but not least, Alienware also announced a new T9 Lite concept-based
yes.
notebook. And do you think enter that business? I mean, I'm talking about the T9 Lite notebook concept much later than your competitors. Do you think that?
Absolutely. We were late to the market with Thin and Light Alienware. There's no hiding it. I think we've delivered a product that is late, but certainly not last. It's a very competitive product. It weighs 4.7 pounds. It gets an enormous amount of battery life. The performance is exceptional on it. It has narrow borders on the left and the right side. It comes with a numpad. It has our AlienFX illuminated keyboard. It comes with our Alienware Command Center software. And it's priced, I think, the most aggressive price for any thin and light product that's out there in the market. But we were certainly late to market.
Before ending our interview, I get many questions from my followers about the Alienware products. It is not so easy to find Alienware products in Turkey. Do you want to say something about that?
Well, we hope to make it easier for you. Turkey is on our target list of countries that we'd like to bring Alienware to in the near future. It's certainly going to be easier and easier every single day to have Alienware products accessible in all of Europe, quite honestly. We just started expanding into the UK, into France, into Germany. So it's not going to be too long before we finally have Turkey on our list. It's a shame that it's hard for you guys to find the products right now. We understand, we recognize that. We're not ignoring Turkey by any means. It's just from a perspective of prioritization, we had some other countries that we recently had to expand to. And we just went into the UK, for example, again, after we pulled out like 5 or 6 years ago this past year. Europe's back in our focus. You can expect us to have more and more products become more easily accessible.
Wow, good to hear this. So, Frank, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. And stay tuned on Alienware.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at AzorFrank for any other updates that you'd like.
Evet arkadaşlar, bu videomuzda Alienware'in kurucu ortaklarından ve Dell'in hem Alienware hem de XPS serisi bilgisayarlarının genel müdürü olan Frank'le konuşmuş olduk. Bir sonraki videoda görüşmek üzere. Hoşça kalın, kendinize iyi bakın.